cables. Everything just kind of fucks up. But you just keep rolling with the fucking punches. Just me. Interesting fucking week this week, I guess you could say. Kind of a little bit double meaning to that fucking song. That is a arch enemy, Eagle Flies Alone. Good fucking jam. But so I posted a status the other day on our group page. Now that we have a like page, anyone who doesn't have the like page, like that motherfucker, because this is where we're posting all our shit now. This will be the last video we do in both pages, though. Or at least in the group page. I am quitting from the MMD name. And spreading off on my own search of, like, I'm doing my own podcast type thing. I'm still choosy between name titles right now. It'll probably get released before the day's up. But the other two co-hosts, I don't know what their plans are, but I'm settling off of my own creative differences. We'll say that. I'm sure people already know the real fucking reasons, but who gives a fuck? I ain't putting anybody on blast like that. But this will be the last episode of MMD, Mischief, Mayhem, whatever the fuck it's called. I couldn't even get the fucking name of the goddamn show right 90% of the time. But, Mayhem, Misdemeanors, and Debauchery. And I will be changing the names from the like page and the group page to my show. If there's any fans out there that, you know, want to unlike the fucking thing because I don't know you very well and y'all are here for Scott and Justin, whatever, I'm not going to be mad if you don't, you know. I do what you need to do, all right? It sucks, but you know, shit happens. But yeah, it's been an interesting fucking week, man. Interesting week. Let's see. I got a few things we can talk about here. I'll talk to you guys about here. I got some interesting fucking stories here. Found over the internet. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see. First off, what else? How'd my week go today? Past few days off pretty good. You know, bullshitted a lot. Didn't do much. Took some relaxation time to myself. You know. Oh, look, I got a fucking message. So far, just nothing really went on this week. I mean, besides all that fucking drama and bullshit. But that's for neither here nor there right now. But here's a fucking story. Dave Matthews tour bus dumps 800 pounds of poo on people taking a Chicago River cruise 15 years ago today. Well, not today. This was August 8th, so a few days ago. Yeah, way to shit on your fucking fans, literally and figuratively. I mean, 15, I didn't even realize that was 15 years ago. So that would be what? 15, oh shit, almost 99? Is that 99? No, I'm doing backwards math here, it's 2019. 2004, damn dude, 800 pounds of shit. Just all over your face. God damn. I mean, who dumps your shit in the fucking river in the middle of a town? I mean, I know it's Chicago and all, but god damn. What the fuck, Dave Matthews Band? Let's read a little bit of this. Architectural boat cruise under the Kinzie Street Bridge. Someone on the tour bus emptied the bathroom waste into the river, or so they thought. August 8th, 2004. Jesus Christ. That was 15 fucking years ago. Getting old. Fuck, I'm, can't remember half the time when I think I'm 28. 28 now? Two more years till 30? What the fuck, yo? Let's see, let's read more on this. Very lucky. They even got a fucking sign on the bridge to see what happened. August, I'll share this on the pages here, or on the like page. 800 pounds, what? You know what I mean, how many fucking turds do you think it would take to create fucking 800 pounds of shit? Wait, you're not even supposed to be shitting on tour buses. I don't think. Or is that just RVs? I wonder. Hashtag never forget. Oh, hashtag always remember. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, that's fucking crazy. Oh, let's see. Got a message here. Now it's 2 seconds, everyone. Okay, let's see. Yeah. Poop. Let's see. I'll give you the ones that got saved up right now. Man wearing TV on his head. Front man for a band puts a phone in his butt. Man's penis turning to bone. A few others we got lined up. You know, see how that goes. Oh, and Mike Tyson spends over 40 grand smoking weed. Jesus fucking Christ. Can you imagine living the life of fucking Mike Tyson now? I mean, think about it. I watched the Joe Rogan one. Mike Tyson is running his own pot farm / villa / vacation community. And apparently he's growing some decent fucking shit now. And I think, what did I say? This is Colorado, of course. You're talking about a guy who used to enjoy destroying people's fucking faces. Alright? For a living. Getting paid millions. Living that Scarface lifestyle minus the cocaine. The motherfucker owned tigers, for fuck's sake. Everyone's seen The Hangover. You think that was fake? Fuck that. It was real. And this dude is like the biggest pothead out there right now. I mean, let's see. Let me find that again. Tyson. Yeah, let's see. Mike Tyson spends $40,000 just on weed. Oh my god. I mean, $40,000 to a guy like that, that can't be, that ain't shit. That's like, here, that's like pocket change. Well, he quoted, what do we smoke a month, he asked, on the this is a co-host on the, some fucking, what is this? It's called, Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. Alright. Is it $40,000 a month? We smoke 10 tons of weed at the ranch a month. Jesus fucking Christ. 10 tons? That's like 5 2-ton trucks. Jesus Christ. Just made of weed and you get to smoke all that. His guest, rapper Jim Joe's, widened his eyes when he said this. That's a lot of weed, he said. Non-stop every second weed right there. No shit, dude. You got 10 tons. You got to have a fucking blunt in your hand every second of the day to be smoking that much. Well, then again, I don't know. I mean, Tyson was fucking nuts back in the day. Maybe he needs that shit, I mean, just to calm the fuck down. But fuck, dude, 40 grand? That doesn't seem right. If he goes through 40 grand a month and 10 tons of weed, that's got to be a, 10 tons has got to be a fucking exaggerating a little bit. Somebody, if any of my fucking deals and dabbles and that type of shit, let me know. Find out if that's true. The amount to weight ratio there. Now, that's pretty fucking interesting. Let's see. Jesus Christ. I can't get over that. I mean, didn't that guy kill a guy? I know he supposedly raped a chick. Or he did rape a chick. Whatever. He took Holyfield fucking hair off. I remember that. God damn. Let's see. Well, yeah, that's 10 tons of weed, man. It's fucking crazy. This one, I cracked up when I heard this next story. This, when I first read it, I thought it was going to be a Florida story. It sounds like a Florida. It sounds like something that would come from a Florida story. Well, this one's coming from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Let's see. Man wearing TV on his head caught on camera leaving old TVs on Virginia front porch. Oh, I guess it ain't fucking in Philly. It's in Virginia. It's on Philly News. I don't know what the fuck they're broadcasting about. Oh my god, there's a fucking video of this. And it's fucking crazy. Like, when I mean he's wearing a TV, I'm talking like one of the old school tube TVs. Not like the ones with the knobs on the front, the ones that are all fucking wood that you'd take 4 or 5 people to carry. But I'm talking like, yeah, the ones us 90s kids fucking grew up with, you know. The ones you still need 2 people to fucking lift if you're getting a big one. He's got one on his fucking head. Here you go.
With a TV set on their head, laying an older set on someone's front porch, and just walking off.
He wants to be known as the TV Santa Claus. I don't know.
The bizarre discovery happened Sunday morning in Ryko's Hampshire neighborhood. Outdated boxes were found at more than 50 homes.
We got an old tube style TV, 13 inch.
I thought my son brought it home, but apparently not. They had way too much time on their hands if they had all these TVs and spread them out over, you know, all over the neighborhood.
Man, they got cops taking the fucking things away and this motherfucker could barely handle the goddamn TV itself.
Tuned in to the situation. They have security camera video like this from multiple neighbors, but think it's only a prank targeting no one in particular.
At most, this seems to be more of an inconvenience to the community.
Officers and workers spent Sunday morning picking up the old units and hauling them away.
They did a great job coming up and collecting them all.
This is the second time the TV set mystery played out in Glen Allen. The same thing happened in a different neighborhood last August. Timing that's not lost on some.
I think it's just a prank. Some college students who are just bored.
Summer and then people are getting ready to go back to school. Maybe TV Man was, he was just ready to strike to put a little humor into our lives.
In the absence of knowing the brains inside the box.
Dude.
I don't know, that's... What is he trying to prove?
These homeowners left only to guess at what it all means.
Get up, stay away from the screens.
I don't know. Why do people do anything? People are weird.
Jesus Christ almighty. I mean, I don't get how you can see through the fucking TV. I mean, he's still got the glass on it. The one he's wearing on his head, I'd imagine is cleared out. Probably doesn't weigh much. But the glass itself is still blacked out. And you can't see a face. I don't see how you can fucking see at all in the fucking thing. Like, it's fucking crazy. Oh, man. But, I mean, I don't know. But dude, I mean, guys dropping off free TVs. Think about it. I mean, I'd go in and see if it fucking worked. If it didn't, I'd be kind of shitty. Like, oh, you just put trash on my fucking front porch. But all these people that caught him have got that fucking camera on their front porch now. You can't do nothing without getting fucking caught. But I think you're doing that shit on purpose now just to get fucking... Fucking, let's see, what is that? Don't care. I mean, think about how long that had to take. Because they showed the video, and they got a box truck, and they're filling this thing up full of the TVs that got put around the neighborhood. They had about 30 of the motherfuckers, so this guy had to go and either get a hold of, buy, or just fucking had them on them. 30 different fucking TVs. Tube TVs. Then make one for a helmet and put it out on the fucking front porches of people's houses. This is what the fuck, man. People are fucking dumb. It's funny, it's fucking hilarious, but what the hell's the point of that? I mean, he probably got what exactly he wanted. He knew people would be talking about it, and here he is on Philadelphia fucking news. Let's see. Next story. Got another one here. Now. Alright. I don't know if anyone remembers the band Lost Prophets. I remember them from, I want to say, the first Need for Speed Underground. Because I think they had... That's kicking it way old school. But I remember they had a special car with the band's name on it and shit like that. Awesome. In March of last year, disgraced Lost Prophets frontman Ian Watkins was charged with possession of an illicit mobile phone. Now, recent sessions at Leeds Court, Crown Court has revealed new details surrounding the charges. The court of Ian Watkins serving 29 years sentence for sexual offenses. I think he diddled a kid. I remember hearing about this when he went to fucking... I'm not a big fan of this band. Like, I just remember hearing about it. I think he boofed a kid or two. And now he's doing time in, like, fucking Canada or some shit. But, he keistered a fucking cell phone, man. And got busted for it. The musician was reportedly using a phone to contact, Gabrielle Presson, a former fan whom he is in a relationship with. Yeah, I'm sure that's fucking lasting. I mean, 29 fucking years. Officers have received information that Watkins was in possession of a phone, but officers who conducted the search of a sterile cell failed to find anything. Watkins was left on a 15-minute watch when he inquired as to whether he was able to What the fuck? 15-minute watch when he inquired as to whether he would be able to his mother. What the fuck? They fucked up that. This fucking article. I guess he was trying to get a... Yeah, schedule a visit from his mom. He reached in his underwear towards his anus. Prosecutor Stephen Wood told the jury, and after about 10 seconds, the defendant produced a small white telephone. I would really hope it's one of those like rounded out ones, like a Nokia phone, one of them indestructible ones, and not like one of the Katana flip phones where it's all squared edges and shit. Because, hey, goddamn, dude, that's fucking rough. Watkins denied his charges, charge of possession, claiming that he was being forced to conceal the device by other inmates. He said his life had been threatened. The police told him that he had been threatened with being slashed. Jesus Christ. Well, yeah, that's what happens when you get... I mean, let him fucking get slashed, man. He's fucking diddling kids and shit. Watkins claimed that that prisoners wanted him to call his groupies, request that they send money. Watkins claimed they are really fucking scared. He was really fucking scared. Oh, that's fucked up. President alerted the prison staff after Watkins' possession of the phone. She revealed that she had known Watkins from when she was 19 and a fan of Lost Prophets. Man. I don't know, man. If it's real, yeah, I could see that happening. Someone fucking threatening somebody to get them to have money. I mean, yeah, you got a fucking... I wouldn't say celebrity, but someone that was famous and had a fan base, yeah. That's one way of procuring money. I'm gonna slash you up if you don't fucking... If I don't find 3 boxes of fucking ramen noodles underneath my fucking pillow by tomorrow. And they don't take diddling kids too fucking well in that fucking place. I'll tell you that. Oh, any place. Not just there. I don't know. Canada's different. I imagine they're way too nice. Let's see. Alright. This one made my fucking dick hurt, man. Fuck. After an injury... This is the next story. After an injury, man learns his penis is turning into bone. Yeah. I don't know how you don't realize your dick weighs heavier than fucking normal, but hey. It's putting the bone in the, well, you know. After falling on his rear on the street, a 63-year-old man went to the emergency room for knee pain. Doctors worried that he might have some additional broken bones conducted a pelvic x-ray. Instead, they discovered his penis was turning into bone. Talk about having a hard on. Or a boner, if you would. This is a quote. An extensive plaque-like calcification. What is that? Calcification along the expected distribution of the penis was evident. Studied, this was from 5 Bronx Lincoln Medical and Mental Health Center wrote in this guy's case. The man with the boner was not identified in the report, although it mentions he walked with a cane and had a history of alcoholism. He told doctors that he experienced some pain in his pelvic region, but no other symptoms, such as swelling or discharge. Then he left, against medical advice. Jesus Christ. Before doctors could examine his rare condition further for formally diagnosing him. The diagnosis of penile ossification along the entire penile shaft was suspected, the study says, but no laboratory investigation, historical examination, or follow-ups was done. Johnson's hernia to bone is exceedingly rare. The researchers write that there are fewer than 40 published cases of painful sounding and phenomenon. Jesus Christ, dude. Well, I mean, if he's not fucking complaining about it, I mean, it hurts just a little bit. I mean, yeah, you got a fucking bone in your dick. Imagine fucking using that thing and that bone coming out. I mean, the dick skin's pretty fucking soft. I mean, can't be too fucking thick. I mean, you put a fucking bone through, it'd be like a, what the fuck do they call that? Oh, your bone shoots out your skin. I can't remember. Fuck. Our patient probably presented an acute phase of disease due to the presence of the penile pain, reports read. In most cases, penis ossification to the condition is called Peyronie's disease. Peyronie's? In which scar tissue develops in the shaft. This can cause the organ to become inflamed and curve. Makes erections painful and it also lead to erectile dysfunction. Oh, dude, he's 65 years old. I don't think he's throwing any fucking dick out to any of the old bags in the retirement communities. I don't know. Them motherfuckers are fucking all the time from what I hear. Besides Peyronie's disease, syphilis, gonorrhea, and trauma can also cause bone cells to a former member. Jesus Christ. So check your dick. I don't know. I wonder if there's a fucking female version of this. I'm sure there is. There's got to be. Treatment depends on severity of conditions, but can include painkillers, stretching, or vacuum devices, shockwave therapy, or surgery to remove... Oh, my God. Fuck that. Oh, that poor fucking guy. But that's fucking... crazy, man. What the fuck is wrong with people? But yeah, you know, I kind of figured out, like, I wonder if there's a woman's version of that where, like, the fucking pussy itself just goes to fucking, like, concrete or some shit, turns to bone. Ugh. What the fuck? Well. That's fucked. I don't know if I mean, I'll put a poll out there like that. Oh, no pun intended, poll. Would you rather live without a fucking the use of your dick for the next, I don't know, he's 65, so let's say another 20 years. Six, and he'll be 80. And never get another fucking boner again, or have him fucking do surgery and possibly fucking ruin your dick. That is fucked, man. That is fucked. But let's see. I don't know if I talked about, let's see, internet, maybe. Anyways, I got a few new shows I've been watching. I'm damn near close to ending Orange is the New Black. As you know, I'm sure some of y'all know, there's a lot of people, this is their last season. It's been on for like fucking 7 or 8 seasons now. Fucking crazy. I'm damn near done with Orange is the New Black. It's actually pretty fucking decent so far. I kind of thought, I mean, there's more titty in this one than most of the other ones, which is saying something. But there is a lot of fucking shit going down in this fucking show. It's fucking crazy. It's I mean, I'm not going to lie. It got me kind of fucking emotional in some fucking points. I mean, I've watched all these seasons so far. Haven't been disappointed. You know, it just sucks that it's going off. But the way they're going about it with fucking ending it is fucking... It is fucked, man. Definitely what... If you guys... If y'all have been caught up on it, dude, watch this last season. It's going out in fucking flames, man. If you haven't tried fucking watch it, dude, give it a look. See, man, it's not bad. It's a lot of lesbian shit, but who gives a fuck, you know? I don't know. If you're a lesbian, who gives a fuck? You know, do you? I'll do me. I mean, shouldn't that be fucking everyone's fucking way of thinking about shit? If that ain't fucking with you, who gives a fuck? You know? Let's see. Lists. I don't think I mentioned it last week, or last episode. There's a new show on Amazon. I killed that motherfucking series in a day or so. About 2 days. It's called The Boys. And it's a dumb fucking name, because it doesn't really have anything to do with, like, what's going on. But it's whatever. It's a superhero show. And it's... This is the side of it. It's, what happens when you live in a world of superheroes, but those superheroes are giant fucking douchebags? To the point where it's like, they make people, I don't know, they decide whether or not who they're going to save instead of just doing it, you know? Well, it's this superhero group that's full of fucking assholes, douchebags, that are pretty much fucking supervillains. And some shit happens to one guy, and he befriends a mercenary type, I guess you could say, who's out to kill these motherfuckers for the shit that they've done. It's got Carl Urban. I don't know if anybody knows who Carl Urban is. If you've seen Dredd, the new Dredd, he's the guy who played Judge Dredd in Dredd, the movie. He was also in that shitty remake. Oh, I can't even say remake. That shitty Doom that they did with The Rock way back in the day before The Rock was The Rock that he is today. And he was one of the main guys in that. Carl Urban. He's a damn decent actor. I like him, you know. He's not half bad. Let's see. But no, it's about 12 episodes. It's really fucking good, though. You know. Let's see. Showtime's movies. We'll go through a movie list here. See what's going on. Let's see. I heard... Oh, they just released a Dolomite biopic with Eddie Murphy's back on the fucking scene now, all right? And I'm fucking happy, man, because Eddie Murphy's been MIA from like doing anything dirty since the goddamn 90s. Since what? 48 Hours? Was that the last fucking like R-rated movie he did? Or another 48 Hours? Some shit. I know it wasn't Beverly Hills Cop. I don't know. It's one of them two. And now he's doing this one, and it's rated R, and he plays, it's called My Name is Dolomite. If anybody doesn't know who that is, look it up, dude. He was big back in the 70s black filmography back then. Funnier than shit. The only reason I know about him is because the guy I work with introduced me to him, and it's funny, he's funnier than shit. It is. Check it out, it's not bad. The preview's out for it. It's called My Name is Dolomite. And it's got a lot of other motherfuckers in it. Wesley Snipes is in it. Yeah, Wesley Snipes, that fucking guy. He kind of just, like, disappeared for tax evasion, and he came back in, like, The Expendables 20 or some shit like that. Craig Robinson's in it. Michael Kay is in it. T.I.'s in it. Chris Rock's in it. A bunch of motherfuckers are in this. It'll be on Netflix by this fall. Check it out. See what you think. Let's see. What else is there? The new Rambo. Rambo Last Blood. Decent title. Should have stopped the last one. But we all know Sly Stallone, he's in it for money, man. If he can put another fucking sequel out to an old fucking movie that anyone will nostalgia the shit out of just and see it because of that, they're going to do it. I mean, fuck, dude. I think they got another Creed on its way. And I ain't seen the last one. So I'm not sure if Rocky's alive in the last one or not, but as long as Stallone's still alive, they're going to fucking keep on with them fucking movies. They got this new Rambo under Western. Now, I don't know if you remember just Rambo. Back in the day, like, not the last Rambo come out. He had cut up a bunch of fucking Indonesians, blew them up with fucking 50 cals, whole nine yards, ripped motherfuckers' guts out, ripped their throats out. Fuck, dude, that was a good movie. I gotta go home and watch that again. I mean, so at the end of that one, he finally says, fuck it. I'm going home. Moves out of fucking Indonesia, fucking jungle, fucking places, and goes back home to, I'm guessing, Texas. Either Texas, Arizona, or fucking New Mexico, one of the two. And at this last one, it looks like he's going up against Mexican cartels. And on his own home turf, you know. It don't look, I mean, the preview itself don't look bad. I'm not going to lie. You know. But I'm a sucker for violent fucking movies like that. Anything, you know, especially a Rambo movie. I'll fucking watch it just because. I may not like it, but I'm going to fucking watch it. Three from Hell. I'm fucking psyched for that fucking movie. Another goddamn Rob Zombie movie, dude. Rob Zombie can't, I mean, I'll still fight anyone to this day, argue about whether Rob Zombie's Halloween lives up to the hype of the first Halloweens. Halloween 2 was different, but I see where he is coming from. It's not Halloween, fuck, what was his name? It's not, shit, I can't remember his name now, the original director from the first Halloween. It's not that Halloween. It's a reimagining of that. Same type. There's a serial killer. He kills his sister, or kills his mom, kills the dad, you know. Same shit. And he's going after the sister that's still alive. And it goes on. The second one is the one no one fucking liked. I think that one is where Rob Zombie's artistic side got out. And I dig it, alright? I do. Honestly, he couldn't do no wrong. I mean, dude, I like El Super Beasto, the Haunted World of El Super Beasto. I remember watching that with some old friends when it first came out. And his mom, and their mom was watching it with us. And I wasn't expecting as many anime titties and bush and shit like that inside that fucking movie than there really was, you know. But fuck, dude, that wasn't one of the fucking awesome fucking movies he made. This one now is Three from Hell. This is they needed to make a term for this. You got your sequels, you got your prequels. This is in between 1 and 2. The first one being House of a Thousand Corpses, which is fucking great. And the last one being The Devil's Rejects, which is also a fantastic fucking movie. And this one takes place in between the two. And you get a lot of the same people in that were in The Devil's Rejects. Like, you got Danny Trejo's character, you got Diamond Dallas Page's characters in it. If anyone's seen 31, another Rob Zombie movie, the guy who plays, I can't remember his name, I guess it's Doomhead in 31. He was the main guy in the end. They had to call up Ed to kill these people. He's in it. I really like him. He's like, what's his name? Richard Brake. That's his name. And he plays Winslow's Foxworth Poultry. All right, yeah. Hey, dude, he's like, he looks like a legit serial killer. Like, if you ran into that motherfucker in real life, you'd be scared of this motherfucker. You know? But he's worth fucking looking in. It's worth looking into. Watch the fucking preview. See what you think. All right, it's not bad. Let's see. Oh, okay. Let's talk about this one. There's a big argument that started over this movie. It's fucking dumb. It's a fucking movie. People look too much into this fucking movie. Yeah, I'm talking about The Hunt. Okay. And now, because of all this sad shit that's happened, the mass shootings that's happened, they canceled this movie because of it. Which is dumb. I mean, it's, alright. People don't understand. They've redone this type of movie hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. You've seen it before. I mean, for fuck's sake, Hunger Games was the same goddamn movie as this is. Here's the gist of 12 people wake up in a clearing. They don't know where they are or how they got there. They don't know why they've been chosen for a very specific reason. They don't know they've been chosen for a very specific purpose. To be hunted. Now, let's see. Like, it's your fucking typical, the most dangerous game. Your, Hard Target, The Hunger Games, Battle Royale. They're all the same fucking movie like that. But now people, they're like, no, we can't show this movie because all the bad shit that's happened. That doesn't make any fucking sense why this movie is not being released now. I mean, seriously. Can we go back through history at all the bad shit that's happened? And find out what violent movies came out. And, alright, say 9/11. Alright, let's see. What movies, I'm going to look this up. Came out around 9/11. Let's see. Delayed films, canceled films. Let's see. During 9/11, 2001, canceled films. Jackie Chan canceled a film called Nosebleed. Okay. Altered films. Vanilla Sky got altered. That was one of Cameron Crowe's movies. Donnie Darko, which was released a month after the attacks. That movie got released. And a fucking plane part falls into the dude's goddamn bedroom. And they released it. I remember that. I remember watching that fucking movie for the first time and thinking, God damn, well, that's some shit. Look, that's fucking crazy. But they released it. Oh, let's see. Gangs of New York. Released December 20, 2002. It was shot during 2001. It was released in 2002. They had to alternate the shot of the skyline. Because if you remember in the end of Gangs of New York, you see history go through time of New York from a distance. You see buildings come down, buildings go up. And you see, what does it say? The North Tower of the World Trade Center. Small bench, Dwayne Park, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they put the World Trade Center in that, apparently, and that didn't get fucking changed. What I'm saying is, it don't fucking matter, man. Why fucking cancel this movie because there were some fucking shootings? I mean, yeah, it's fucking sad. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a heartless fucking prick. Some may say otherwise, but whatever. Don't fucking I was kind of excited to see this movie. Like I said, I'm a fucking big fucking violent film fanatic. But I'm not going to go out and fucking kill a bunch of people because of it. You know, I kind of do hope they fucking release this eventually. You know, I hope they didn't just cancel it altogether. I mean, it's a fully shot fucking film. And I don't even know when it was supposed to be due. I don't know. But what's your fucking name? If any of y'all have seen the movie Glow, or not the movie, the show, The Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, the chick who plays Liberty Bell, she's a main character in it. She's a bad bitch, alright? I mean, it's awesome. But we don't ever get to fucking see it because people are soft. It's fucking dumb. The new Joker movie, it's still 50-50 on that one. Don't know about it just yet. Let's see. Zombieland Double Tap. I'm excited. It's been since, what, 2008? No, it ain't been that long. 2010? Since the first Zombieland came out? I mean, same fucking people? Hell yeah, dude, let's do this shit. I guarantee it's gotta be an October movie. Yep. What else we got? The Aeronauts? Not even sure what the fuck that is. The new Terminator coming out. I mean, that's another one I should have stopped, but we're on the fucking nostalgia fucking bandwagon here. We're going to fucking ride this bitch into the ground till something happens. Except they brought fucking Linda Hamilton back. We ain't seen her since what? T2? Yeah? The T2? Because she supposedly died in, I guess, Terminator 3? Was that Rise of Machines? Well. Which is good. She's rough as fuck looking. But, I mean, she was going to be a bad bitch no matter what. They got a sequel. Oh, this is going to piss a lot of people off. Especially if y'all are big horror fanatics. They're doing a sequel to The Shining called Dr. Sleep. I don't know why it's called that, but that's it. And if it's the years following the events of The Shining, now an adult Dan Torrens, the little boy in The Shining, meets a young girl with similar powers as him as he tries to protect her from a cult known as the True Knot, who prey on children with powers to remain immortal. It doesn't sound half bad. I don't see why you would want to connect them to. I mean, if you wanted to make that a different a movie on its own and just do different names and erase the Shining part, I think it'd stand alone on its own. I mean, if I remember right, Nicolas Cage had a movie about a year ago called, was it Mandy? Or Mindy? Mandy. If you ain't seen that one, holy dog shit Batman. Go fucking see that. It's Nicolas Cage, so you know he's gonna be off his fucking rocker on shit. It's so goddamn violent. It's bloody. But it's also like if you was to take a drop, hit an acid and watch this movie. It's almost like that. It's like a giant acid trip of a fucking movie, but there's a lot of killing and shit, and it's fucking awesome. You know? And it's got shit to do with cults and all that. Yeah, it's, I mean, dude, it's worth it. Let's see, Mr. Rogers. Tom Hanks playing Mr. Rogers, man. That kind of fucked with me. I watched that preview and kind of got choked up on that one. Let's see. New Jumanji. Yeah. They're redoing Black Christmas. They redo that fucking movie every 15 fucking years, so who gives a fuck? New Star Wars. They're doing... I don't know if anybody's seen fucking Comic-Con, but I'm pretty sure they debuted Cats a live action Cats from like the fucking play Cats. Like, what the fuck? And it's fuck looking. It's like human cats. They're CGI'd. It's kind of fucking scary, dude. It's fucked. That one looked pretty good. It's another war movie. Not 1911, 1917. They're, again, redoing The Grudge. Not due till 2020. But, yeah. Some of that shit, they just need to quit. I mean, especially something like that. The Grudge. You're not going to top a Japanese horror movie. Very seldomly will an American actually top a horror movie that came from fucking, like, Asia, Japan, whatever the fuck. If you've watched the fucking original Grudge from Japan, it's fucked. It's fucked. But it's, I don't know. I haven't even heard Betty Giplin. Who the fuck is that? Oh, it's the same chick who, huh. Alright. Same chick who played Liberty Bell in, Glow. She's the chick that was in The Hunt. Not bad. Alright. I'm not saying it'll be good, but I kind of dig her. Let's see, what else we got? Let's talk the Comic-Con. Seeing, I didn't have anybody else to talk with this about, but, fucking Marvel, man. We got 9 minutes. Alright, let's see if I can't do this. Marvel dropped a fucking bomb on us at Comic-Con, gave us all a phase 6 or 7, the newest phase of the Marvel Universe. We're talking Doctor fucking Strange, we're talking fucking just the new Thor, a bunch of shit they're doing for this Disney thing, this Disney Plus thing, which I'm sure it's going to get my fucking money somehow, but it's everything. I mean, they're doing a Black Widow one, they're doing a Loki, they're doing Cap'n, no, wait, what is it? Winter Soldier and Falcon's getting one together. WandaVision. The two I'm kind of anxious for is the Doctor Strange and the Multiverse something or another. And the Thor Love and Thunder. Thor's kind of got me worried the way they're going with that one, but from the way it looks, Marvel is going down the horror path. Because they said this fucking Doctor Strange one is going dark. Like, really dark. And I am fine with that. The New Mutants, that got announced, like, I think last year or the year before, was supposed to be a horror movie, and they're kind of just delaying it and delaying it and delaying it. It's pissing me off because I'm ready to go fucking see that goddamn flick, but seeing how bad the last X-Men movie was, it's not looking great. I don't know if that's going to have anything to do with Marvel, or if it's going to go through Sony. I'm not sure. Let's see. Mulan. They're doing a live-action Mulan. I'm kind of excited for it. I love that. Alright, back in the day, loved fucking watching that movie. She was a bad bitch, dude. Eddie Murphy as a fucking dragon? Fuck yeah, I'll watch it. Hell yeah. Live action? Hell yeah, I'm gonna watch. Jet Li's in this fucking thing? Alright. I'm sold. Hell yeah, I'm sold. I guarantee you Jet Li's gotta either be the daddy or the emperor. One of the two. Gotta be. Man, there it is. New Mutants. Fuck. Bond 25. Alright, I can dig that one. A lot of fucking talk about that one. Are they going to do a black Bond? Are they going to do a white Bond? Are they going to do a girl Bond? Who the fuck knows? Alright. We're at the 5-minute mark here. So, like I said at the beginning of the show, there was a we had a fucking falling out with one of the other one of the others here. And that's the reason why I'm kind of bailing out and starting my own. Like I said, this will be the last one I'm on. I don't know what they're going to do, if they're going to carry on the MMD name or what. That's up to them. Like I said, I've got no ill will towards them, but it's whatever, you know. Creative differences, we'll leave it at that. So, hopefully, hopefully, at least the one I've got a problem with sees the error. I don't even want to say error, but, you know, hopefully they get the help that they fucking need, you know. So, but I think that's it for the night, ladies and gents. So, let me see what's going on. Let's give you some intro music here, or outro music. Do some Rammstein. How about that, ladies and gents? I think we can go out on a hard point. Yeah, let's do some Rammstein. I will catch you motherfuckers on the new side. Watch out, new name, new show coming out. Just me. Stick around. Bigger and better shit's coming. Alright? I appreciate all the fucking fans. I appreciate all the fucking support. Alright? I love you fuckers. I'll catch you on the flip side.